Understanding the HIPAA Risk Assessment Requirement. The HIPAA security rule requires covered entities to implement a process for conducting periodic assessments of the administrative, physical, and technical protocols that are used to safeguard the security of electronic protected health information, also referred to as EPHI. All covered entities are required to perform a risk assessment, regardless of the size of the practice. The risk assessment should be conducted when certified EHR technology is first adopted. The initial assessment should be reviewed and updated each year, or when changes to your practice or electronic systems occur. The risk assessment will assist your practice in identifying vulnerabilities in your security protocols and decreasing the potential for EPHI data breaches or other violations. Using a certified EHR does not negate the need to conduct a full security risk analysis. EHR vendors are not responsible for making their products HIPAA compliant. Your security risk analysis extends beyond your EHR to include all electronic devices that store, capture, or modify EPHI. This includes EHR hardware and software, as well as devices that can access EHR data. Many photocopiers also store data. The security rule requires documentation of the risk assessment, but does not specify a format that must be used. The scope of the risk analysis includes addressing the potential risks and vulnerabilities to the confidentiality, availability, and integrity of all EPHI that your office creates, maintains, receives, or transmits. Following is a basic summary of the elements of a risk assessment. 1. Where is EPHI created, stored, received, maintained, or transmitted by your practice? This includes your EHR system as well as any third-party gateway used to communicate electronically with patients. 2. What devices are used to interact with EPHI? This includes desktop and mobile devices used within your office, as well as personal desktop and mobile devices used by physicians and other staff outside the office. 3. What are the external exposures of EPHI? Do vendors or consultants have access to EPHI, and if so, are their systems HIPAA compliant? 4. What are the potential threats to the information systems that contain EPHI? The most obvious threats are human and include attacks on data integrity caused by malicious software, unauthorized access, or the theft of an employee's mobile device. Other threats include natural disasters such as floods or fires and environmental threats such as power failures. 5. What is the likelihood that each identified threat could impact the confidentiality, availability, and integrity of your practice's EPHI? Assign risk levels for identified threats and vulnerabilities. 6. What current security measures are in place to reduce risk and safeguard EPHI? Assess and document the safeguards and indicate whether they have been implemented and are configured and are used properly. The security measures used to reduce risk will vary depending on the size of your practice. Small practices will have more control over certain risk elements, such as the number of employees and devices that store and transmit EPHI. The information gathered from the risk assessment should be used to verify, modify, or develop office practices to ensure compliance with the security rule. The security rule requires you to implement reasonable and appropriate administrative, physical, and technical safeguards to protect EPHI. The rule allows you to tailor security policies, procedures, and technologies to the complexity, size, and capabilities of your practice. Examples of administrative safeguards include designating a security officer who will oversee HIPAA-related office policies, procedures, and training. Conducting training programs to educate staff about how to protect EPHI and the types of activities that could make EPHI vulnerable. Evaluating the level of access each staff member needs and ensuring unnecessary access is not provided. Setting a schedule for conducting security reassessments. Establish a policy for staff to report breaches. This may include a form documenting pertinent details of a breach, such as when it occurred, what devices were involved, what patient information may have been compromised, and whether the breach is ongoing or was a one-time occurrence. Examples of physical safeguards include ensuring the security of your facility in general and your computer equipment in particular. If an after-hours cleaning crew or others have access to your office, verify the security of all devices that contain or provide access to EPHI. Ensuring that visitors to the office cannot view or access computers or mobile devices. Monitors located at the front desk should be shielded from individuals in the waiting area and exam rooms. Securing mobile devices in a locked location and developing a system for tracking them. If appropriate, maintain a sign-out log for employees who take mobile devices off-site. Tag all mobile devices with identifiers that allow for location tracking and remote wiping in the event that they are lost or stolen. Examples of technical safeguards include controlling access to EHR and patient email systems using secure passwords. Computers in exam room should remind staff to log off before leaving the room or automatically log them off after a few minutes of inactivity. Determining the best way to protect patient EPHI from unauthorized transmission or interception. Several types of encryption can be used. Refer to our podcast, To Encrypt or Not to Encrypt, There Is No Question, and Email and HIPAA Compliance for more information. Developing a schedule for checking computers and mobile devices for viruses, malware, or applications that could put data at risk. This includes ensuring virus protection programs are up to date. Finally, if appropriate, your security assessment might also evaluate your office policies and procedures, as well as organizational requirements, such as how to identify and manage vendors who have access to EPHI. The security rule is enforced by the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, or OCR. OCR has not identified a single method or best practice that guarantees compliance. However, they offer a security risk assessment tool that can help small to medium-sized offices conduct and document a thorough risk assessment of their office. While small practices may be able to conduct their own risk analysis using the OCR tool, they may want to use an outside professional with expert knowledge to ensure that the assessment will pass a compliance review. Although checklists can be useful, they are not comprehensive enough to use for a systematic security risk analysis or to document that one has been performed.